back here on the very first ever Spotlight Foundation for Dyspraxia DCD Radiothon, inspired by my beautiful son Gabriel and started by my gorgeous wife Danielle. We've got a very special guest stopping by this morning. My son, of course, Gabe, is 13, and he hits those teenage years now. He's got dyspraxia, and we're going to see how it really affects him in his daily life. Thank God he's doing very, very well. But my next guest, Athena Spahn, is a 23-year-old young lady from Manchester, England, who, of course, has dyspraxia and DCD, and is a disability advocate for autism and dyspraxia. And she joins us right now live from the UK. Athena, Sid Rosenberg in New York, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Nice to have you. So you're 23 years old. You're in those rough years. I'm 55. I don't want to go back there. Trust me. but you've got dyspraxia, DCD, and you've got a great great Instagram page, Life Through Dyspraxia, Life Through Dyspraxia. And you talk on this page, Athena, about some of the similarities and differences between dyspraxia and autism. Let's start right there. What are some of the similarities? What are some of the differences?
I think I've only just been diagnosed with autism recently. So some of the similarities I found is through clumsiness. After talking to the person who diagnosed me, she said clumsiness is a big similarity. I'm not too sure about any other similarities. I'm still learning about autism slowly.
Right. No, I understand. You're just kind of learning all that. But one of the things that you do talk about that is kind of a symptom of both is clumsiness, which I suffer from. I'm 99% sure I've got dyspraxia. That's why my son Gabe has it. I've never been diagnosed because years ago they didn't know about the dyspraxia here in the United States. But I'm a pretty clumsy guy. Is that something that most folks who have dyspraxia deal with every day like you, Athena?
Yes, I am. When I was younger, it was more prominent, so I'd bump into walls. I still feed on myself without realizing. I do a lot of stuff every single day.
And then the other thing that my son experiences too, and I'm sure you do too, is years ago more, but we would go to concerts, Athena, and it was very, very loud, or even a restaurant that was very, very loud, and Gabe couldn't handle it. In fact, we'd often bring headphones to the restaurant so we wouldn't hear all the noise. That is a sound sensitivity. That is another symptom, yes?
Yes. I think that's another thing that overlaps. I didn't realize that it was part of dyspraxia. I thought it was autism, which makes sense looking back at it now, yeah.
And what about like temperature? For example, my son does extraordinarily well in the cold. He doesn't really get very cold. You know, I'm an old guy, of course, so I'm freezing all the time. But he doesn't seem to really get bothered by temperatures, sometimes if they're cold or hot. Is that the case with you too?
I don't know about in general. I know I have Raynaud, so I'm quite sensitive to the cold. So I don't know in general, but I know I don't cope with the cold that well.
Gotcha. Okay. Joining us right now, of course, once again, is Athena Spahn, and she is a disability advocate for autism and dyspraxia. She's been diagnosed with both live now from Manchester, England. So you're 23 years old, Athena.
Yeah.
So talk about some of the difficulties or some of the challenges, I should say, that you faced as a teenager dealing with these disabilities in the UK?
I think, especially like in school, I'd struggle understanding work. If a teacher would give me an assignment to do, I'd read over it to like 10 times and it still wouldn't sink in, but like it'd sink in on the 11th time. I'd struggle communicating with people, understanding what people are saying and stuff like that, yeah.
Did you feel, Athena, like, oh my God, there's something really wrong with me that I can't do this? Or were you always aware that these disabilities, that was going to be the case and you were able to get through it?
I think I was diagnosed at 7 years old, and my mum always told me up front that there's always a way, even if it's going to be a little bit slower than the average person. There's always a way. So although I did feel like I was different, I never felt like I couldn't accomplish anything.
Oh, good. You see, my son, Gabe, is a social butterfly. He's got a group of friends now, Athena, in school. He's got a group of friends where we live. It's never been an issue. He's always been a very popular kid. And I guess that he's got dyspraxia. I know kids who have autism, sometimes they do face challenges when it comes time for social interaction. Where do you fall in that mix?
I really struggle with social interaction. I know I struggle with eye contact. I know when I go to talk to someone, my brain, I just feel like in a brain fog. I'm not sure, I don't know what to say. So it makes me look like I'm being shy, or I don't want to be a part of the conversation, when in reality I just don't know what to say. Do you know what I mean?
No, I do know what you mean, actually. Yes,
yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
So now that we've come aboard here, the Spotlight Foundation for Dyspraxia and DCD, my wife Danielle doing amazing work here. And I know that in the UK, for example, you guys do a lot of great work, in Ireland too, and other countries. But now that we've come aboard and we are really pushing forward to make something happen here, does that make you feel pretty good, Athena?
It does. I feel like I'm happy that there's more recognition in the world happening with disabilities like dyspraxia and stuff like that. Yeah, it does make me happy.
Now, in terms of your page on Instagram, Life Through Dyspraxia, again, I saw, you know, your pictures up, cute pictures, and you talk about, again, some of the things that you go through every single day. What are you trying to do on a daily basis with your Instagram page?
I think I'm just, my Instagram page is trying to bring recognition for anyone who's newly diagnosed, or just bring some support so we're not alone, and we're not alone, and there's always going to be someone like us in a community.
Well, I have to tell you that you're a great positive force. Danielle and I go to your page all the time. So does Gabriel. And to see a young lady like you doing well, despite all these other things you have to go through on a daily basis, is really very promising, Athena, for kids all over the world and adults who may be suffering from the same thing. So you should be very, very proud of yourself for going out there, being an advocate, and trying to help people like my son all over the world. Take a bow, Athena. That's a good job.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for joining us today on this first ever Radiothon, and we wish you the best of luck. We'll be in London in the not-so-distant future. I'm sure we'll look you up. But thank you so much for hopping on today. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you for having me.
All right, Athena, best of luck to you.
You too. Bye.
Athena Spann, live from Manchester in the UK. And we'll take a short break. More of the Bernie and Sid Show, and of course, more of the first ever Spotlight Foundation for DCD Dyspraxia Radiothon. We'll be back right after this.